Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's welcome in on the River Islands guest line, Steve Wyche. Shouldn't you discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? He's an NFL Network senior national reporter, and he's going to be in London for the game Sunday between the Rams and the Jaguars. What's up, Steve? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I will not be in London on Sunday, but I will be doing work from our studio for
I got
game
you.
Day preview.
And you know what? That's my mistake, buddy.
Gotcha.
Hey, let's talk about the Niners a little bit. And you know they've been banged up by injury. They're somehow 4-2, but they've lost their two best defensive players. How do you look at them over the next 11 games in terms of you know challenging to win the division or make the playoffs?
It's really tough. But you can't sit here and say you know oh they're out of it because other teams could have injuries. Other players could step up. You do not replace Nick Bosa and Fred Warner. Mm. So this is where Robert Saleh has got to be creative with some of his pressures, coverages, things like that. Maybe they get active at the trade deadline. Who knows? But, you know, all's not lost. You know, they play fairly well on offense. They'll be getting George Kittle back soon. We'll see if at any point they get Brandon Ayuk back. But as long as they don't sustain – like another injury or two. That's the thing. They're right now they're on fragile ice in terms of just depth and overall talent. The talent right now, the coaching right now, and I think just kind of pedigree is gonna allow them to survive and you know, if they get healthier, improve. But they're just, you know, they're really kind of at that breaking point in terms of they can't probably sustain another significant injury or two.
No doubt, Steve. Pleasure to have you. Last year, you know, 6-11, a disappointing season, and a lot of that, Steve, as you know, was injury. Injuries were a part of it. They happen all over the league. But, Steve, we're taking calls, and a lot of Niner fans feel like, why does this continuously, you know, keep happening? From your vantage point, you covered the league a long time. Is this just, hey, it happens everywhere? Or when you know, think of the last 2 years for the Niners and what's gone on just with Fred, do you look at this and scratch your head? It's like, man, this is different.
That's a great question, you know, because years ago, the Chargers continually had injuries on their offensive line. I mean, every year, catastrophic injury, same position group. So there you can say, okay, are they training them a wrong way? Are they doing something, you know, in their strength and conditioning the wrong way? Because it's all one position group. Here it's scattered. That's it. I mean, Fred dislocated and broke an ankle. I mean, Bosa, popped his Achilles, right? I'm forgetting his injury. But these are different injuries to different position groups. And I know they're on top of the sports science and things like that. So I just think it's Buzzard's luck. You know, I just think it's one of these things where they've just got players, you know, Christian McCaffrey last year with the calf. Like, I just don't know. It's hard to pinpoint, you know, when it's an ankle or a fracture or something like that, that's different than continued soft tissue injuries to the same spot, to the same position where you can look at training or diet or something like that. So I just think they just come upon Buzzard's luck for the past couple of years.
Mm. Yeah, Steve Wyche joining us on 95.7 The Game, NFL Network senior national reporter. What have you made of Mac Jones through four starts? He's 3-1. Purdy's got turf toe. I think it's obviously more serious than we thought earlier in the year. But he does seem to give him a little bit different dimension. But what have you seen from Mac Jones? And how would you play the Purdy-Mac Jones thing if Purdy says he's healthy?
Well, Well, to answer your second question, later you put Brock Purdy in.
Yeah.
He's the guy you paid.
Sure.
Right? It comes. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I hate to make it that simple, but that's the guy you believe in. That's going to be your long-term answer. But in terms of Mac Jones, how can you not love, you know, how he's played? Yeah, he had the bad picks the last game, but he has shown so much heart. He clearly is not healthy. You know, that knee is bothering him. He's gutting through some stuff. But, you know, just the way he throws it, he's got a bigger arm. And just, you know, he's got similar moxie. I just think the fact he's come in and been more professional than I think a lot of people have expected in terms of just producing his attitude and the leadership. You know, that's an ideal backup situation with a guy who can start and win ball games. He's proven it.
Steve, it's kind of funny when, you know, sports and football, we take calls and everybody has a pair of eyes and they see something different. But Christian McCaffrey, you know, his health before the season started was a concern from the fan base. And this dude is on pace to get over 470 touches. He's not hurt, but he hadn't had, you know, that big long run. We've taken calls. Oh, he doesn't look like he's lost a step. I don't see that. When you watch McCaffrey and see him run behind somewhat of a disappointing O-line, what do you see?
I see a difference maker. I mean, I don't see him losing a step. I don't, you know, when he's catching that ball out screen games, I look what he did against the Rams. I mean, he looks like Christian McCaffrey to me. So I you know, yeah, he maybe hasn't hit that long run yet, but we're not seeing a lot of these explosive runs in the NFL now either. You know, you're seeing more and more teams just set their defenses back and trying to keep everything in front of them. Mm. We saw Bijan Robinson do his thing on Monday night.
Yes, sir.
For the Falcons, but it's not like Christian McCaffrey isn't capable of doing that.
Stephen, and we're joined by Steve Weish of the NFL Network, senior national reporter. How wide open do you think the NFL is right now? Mm. It feels like we don't know what to make of some of the teams that we thought were going to be maybe better than they've played the last few weeks. Do you see the NFL being wide open, or do you think it's more of a function of it's still the end of the early part of the season and things are going to start to shake out maybe like we expected?
I think it's both. I think it's both because it's absolutely wide open now because you have a team like the Ravens who really don't look like they're going to be able to rally. Maybe they will once Lamar comes back, but they've got some issues on their defense. You see the Bills, we think they're going to be back in it. They've got to fix some things on their defense because they've been tagged by a single receiver for more than 140 yards in back-to-back games.
Wow.
But the Chiefs look like they're coming around. Detroit's still going to be there. Green Bay is still going to be there. The Niners and Rams should be there if they stay healthy. Seattle, okay, can we start talking about them? I know we've done this before. They're there. That's a dangerous football team. Tampa Bay, a dangerous football team. But the fact that right now we can probably click off 15 or 16 teams, the Colts, right, who are in the mix, goes to show it's wide open. But as we know, once we get into late November, early December, that's going to all kind of funnel into a streamline of teams that are going to, you know, the cream rise to the top, so to speak.
Steve, it's kind of an unfair question, but I'm going to ask you anyway because you guys were talking about the deadline, and I'm looking at what's going on in Cincinnati, and they went out and got Flacco. But let's just say they fall off a bit. Do you expect a lot of movement and guys like Trey Henderson maybe, you know, available during the deadline?
I would think so. If a team feels it's a pass rusher away and can absorb his salary at that point, I would think that Cincinnati would move him and teams would be interested. We've seen more and more teams kind of do that the past couple years. Like, say, you know, baseball teams, and you hit the trade deadline, like, we're not going to make it, so we're going to sell. But I could see something like that happen. A team like Baltimore's already been at it, you know, making some trades. You know, they traded away a pass rusher to get a safety. So I think that it's going to be a pretty active trade market because of what we just discussed. Some teams feeling that they have a chance and other teams maybe saying, you know what, we waited a year too late to get rid of some guys. They're too old. They're not helping us. Let's see if we can get anything in return.
Steve Weish joining us on 95.7 The Game, NFL Network senior reporter. Give me a couple things. We're a little over a third of the way through the season. Give me a couple things that have surprised you the most this year in the NFL.
One, I'm not surprised by Seattle winning. I'm surprised by them looking so crisp and doing so, the explosive pass game with Jackson Smith and Jigba. Not surprised by the Bucs winning, but, man, is Baker Mayfield making it look easy. right? We know Baker's got his last two offensive coordinators head coaching jobs, but it looks easy for him. Biggest surprise is clearly the Ravens just looking a disaster. Didn't see that one coming. Not surprised by the Chiefs rallying.
How about the Colts?
That's the biggest. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Who knew that Daniel Jones is going to come out and play well? Jonathan Taylor, absolutely killing it. Their schedule is about to get a little bit tougher, so we'll see if any of this is smoke and mirrors. But for them to be where they are, nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, Steve, that's my next question. I mean, Baker, that 3rd-and-15 run was phenomenal. You know, he was written off for dead, Mac Jones. You know, and I'm looking at a young Cam Ward in Tennessee, and their coach just got fired. But I'm watching Mac and what he's doing with Kyle. And now I've taken a couple steps back. Like, how important is that for these young quarterbacks to get with not a guru, but a guy that knows what he's doing? And I'm wondering now if there's a shift in regard to, you know what, quarterback A might not be as bad as we thought. We got to give him time.
1,000%. That's clearly what's going on. And it's not just with that young player being with a guy who knows what he's doing. It's being with an organization that's got a certain structure to it, right? We see Cleveland turning out quarterbacks like they're turning out, you know. Mm. And, of course, we've seen Baker, you know, go through that. So if you get with a certain organization where guys are like, oh, wow, this is how they do things in the NFL. It's not like where I used to be. This is a little different. That can change an attitude. That can change a player's perspective and be like, oh, okay, I get it now. And then they've got the support system around them. They've got a coach who can develop them. They've got players who can help them succeed. That's why some teams are hiring and firing coaches every 2 and 3 years and drafting in the top five and drafting quarterbacks. And other teams can sustain. They can develop. They can build. They can pay the players that they develop because they've got a formula that systematically works.
Steve, how does the league feel and maybe front offices? How's the kickoff rule going over, do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, of course, the reason why they did is player safety. And that's been, you know, they've shown less concussions, less significant injuries in the kicking game on the kickoff returns. Overall, I think the fact that there are returns and that's part of the game now, when we look like they were talking 4 or 5 years ago about eliminating kickoffs, I think that's been the biggest positive uptick because now you do have special teams players. You have guys who can make rosters and earn a living in the kicking game, whereas if you were to eliminate that completely, you know, with the kickoffs and the returns, that changes how you build your rosters. So overall, I think it's been overwhelmingly positive. You haven't, and you can tell this because you haven't heard people speaking out against it. So, it looked odd. It was a shift for us all, but so far it seems like it's gone well.
Yeah, my partner and I aren't. Well, the one thing I'm not crazy
big
about
fans.
Is it just seems like the initial line of scrimmage is awfully deep. You know what I mean? It feels like it's at the 35 to 40 as opposed to used to being between the 20 and 30.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. But isn't it kind of interesting now how teams have lost games because, like, the kicker doesn't have the initial ball drop into that kicking zone and they get the ball at the 40, and you're like, whoa, this changes things. Right? You may go for it on fourth down for a certain, you know.
Yeah.
So I just think some of the strategy we're seeing in the NFL now is so different from the conservative way, you know, hey, let's punt and live to see another day. Like, no, let's go for it. And if we don't see another day, hey, maybe we can make it back. Because if we're returning a kickoff, we can get the ball to 40 and we'll have 2 minutes to take it down the field. So there's all kind of interesting strategies now that we're seeing how football is taking shape.
Steve, you had mentioned the Niners obviously losing Bosa and Warner. And I think of an accomplished defensive coordinator who parlayed that job here last time he was here, Robert Saleh, to head coaching position. But now he's without those two. And you got, you know, Mykael Williams and the Upton Stouts of the world, a lot of 1 and 2 year players.
Yeah.
What are the expectations look like for Robert Saleh to make this defense bend but don't break? Or as crazy as this sounds, Steve, are there, you know, do you grade with a curve now because you're without those two stewards of your defense?
No one's going to grade with a curve. That just doesn't happen. I mean, at the end of the season, when all is said and done, you can say, well, okay, this is why this worked or this didn't. But right now, do you think Kyle Shanahan saying, well, you know, if our defense starts giving up 28 a game, it's okay?
Mm.
No, I mean, everyone's going to be expecting Robert Saleh to do his job his staff to do its job and the players to do their job. I mean, this is a sport. There's a reason why Nick Bosa is one of the best in the NFL, but whoever comes in behind him, you've got an opportunity now to make a name for yourself. We see guys do it every year. Mm. Maybe not at the level of someone as great as Nick Bosa does it or Fred Warner does it, but somebody who comes in and accomplishes certain things. So no one's going to be like, well, yeah, okay. Sure, if you lose a ball game, yeah, they're beat up. We all understand. But going into the games, no one's going to, you know, give you any grace, including, you know, your owner and everyone like that until the end result.
Steve Weiss joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's a senior national reporter for the NFL Network. Last one from me, Steve. You mentioned the Bills, and they've got...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Things to work on defensively. I'm, and you know the Ravens obviously are hurt, so they're in a little bit of trouble. Philly's gone through a little tough 2-3 week period. Which of those teams do you think has the biggest long term issue, and which team's got an issue that you think can be rectified the easiest?
Well, I mean, I think Buffalo and Philly can rectify things pretty easy. I mean, okay. They're pretty solid franchises. They're just still trying to figure out some identity stuff. Even though they've got some holes, I think the Ravens are really, man. I mean, they're in a tough spot because even when they were healthy, they were playing terribly on defense. And that's kind of a 2-year thing. They fixed it in the back half of last season, but it's shown itself, already this year in bad ways. So. Those are teams I look at. I'm not worried about Buffalo. I'm not worried, about Philadelphia. They've got some issues, but I think those are, the Chiefs, you see them kind of rallying. So those are some teams I think will get it back.
Steve, I'll get you out of here on this one. Last night, I was shocked about Atlanta beating Buffalo, but not as shocked as, people not giving the Bears Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, who's been the butt of a bunch of jokes. But do you think Chicago, with that win last night, and Caleb and Ben have something going at 3-2?
They do. I mean, you can see them steadily building. Remember, early on, people like, oh, this is a bad fit. Caleb this, Ben Johnson that. It's going to take time. That's a difficult offensive system to learn. And defensively, you're seeing Dennis Allen, those guys, the way they played. Now, look, Washington should have won that game. We can talk about the fumble. I think more the missed tackle on the DeAndre Swift 55-yard touchdown. That was a poor effort. But Chicago's going to be, I like the way they're playing. They're 3-2 now. I think Caleb Williams is so uber-talented that once he starts to really get into his groove, he could become one of the better quarterbacks of this great class from last year with Drake May and everybody doing their thing. I think Chicago should be real optimistic to go to Washington and get a win regardless of how they got it.
All right, Steve, we'll be checking you out on Sunday morning on the NFL Network. Good ball game. You guys are going to have Rams-Jaguars. By the way, how long do you think it's going to be before we have a weekly game at 6:30 in the morning coming from overseas?
Probably just a couple years.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see international games. I know they've talked about up to a 16-game slate. I think that's going to be coming the next couple years once all these TV deals start getting finalized.
Yeah, I don't know how it is for you, but I think football fans love this 6:30 game.
I'm real good with it. I love it.
All right, man. Have a great day on Sunday. You got a good one to be a part of, man.
Take care.
All right. That's Steve Weiss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.